Whether you're walking barefoot in the snow, escaping for a walk on your lunch break, or trekking halfway across the world for a lush view, it feels good when we unplug and connect to our simpler side. If only our everyday nutrition were that simple. It's time to simplify your wellness routine with Ka'Chava. Getting the nutrition we need from that graveyard of supplements in our cupboards is often overcomplicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, keep it simple with just 2 scoops that have the highest quality ingredients. Simplify your nutrition at ka'chava.com and use code NEWS. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code NEWS.
Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker. My co-host, more handsome every day, this guy gets, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
I can't help it. I tell you what, we're here in winter. Are you having any winter?
Not a drop. Nothing. We have no snow.
So it really hasn't been much of a winter.
I can't even go skiing.
Some of the places have had very little snow, which means very little water, which means problems.
That is scary.
For Arizona and people downstream. So that's not good. The East is all, as we do this, there's a big winter, it's going to be a cold blast for the last part of January for most of the country, that polar vortex stuff. So it's been, warm and dry winter.
It's crazy.
I mean, warm meaning 50 degrees is a lot, not really cold.
Yeah.
And then there was, people freak out about winter in a lot of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And in Tennessee, they were telling them like on Monday earlier, 17 inches of snow, 17 inches of snow coming. It's not impossible, but not likely, but it's happened before. They've had a big storm. And then by the time you get to the middle of the week, 2 days later, they've taken it down to, maybe an inch or two.
Right. How?
And then, the sleet and maybe the ice. I mean, it's one of the hardest things for the weather people to predict is winter.
Yet they continue to try.
Because people demand
mind.
It. But, they don't want to get caught with their pants down either.
Mm-hmm.
So they, go ahead and tell everybody, or they can read it on that's coming from somewhere. Because the weather people, like the National Weather Service, example, they don't want to say, no, nothing's happened.
And then
something does happen, and then they're going to get yelled at. So they just say, well, we think it could happen, but just keep checking. We think it could happen.
Right.
And people now have already, like in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Asheville was another one. Asheville sold out of bread and milk.
Because they thought it was the grocery store. Well, they
that's
have to.
That's happening around the South.
I feel like they have to give you like worst case scenario, right? Because if it
they
is,
they do. And so I had to cancel a birthday party.
Oh, geez.
That I was coming. Well, we were going to have in Nashville on Sunday because it just sounds too iffy. Driving the 200 miles between Alabama and Nashville. It's a lot of different weather that can happen in that 200 miles. And unfortunately, even if you're a big shot like you guys out in Idaho, we have a line here where it's snow, freezing rain, sleet, and then rain, cold rain.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever you're in that middle, that ice thing makes trees fall over.
Oh, yeah.
And power goes out for a week or something, or 2 weeks.
I'll tell you, I have been in all of that. And you say, the Idaho big shot, in the sense that we get a lot of weather, but I would rather have a foot of snow, and this sounds
everybody would.
Terrible.
Yeah, everybody would.
Yeah, we had the other day, we had something called freezing fog, which is, there's no snow.
I've never been there, but that must sound fun.
It's wild, because what it does is you can't see, first of all, but second of all, it puts a layer of water on the road, and then overnight it freezes, so it's black ice, and then you can't see. And
they're definitely saying that's going to happen somewhere. On I-65 is the black ice thing is bad
it's
news.
It's the worst.
I don't like that.
I don't either.
And that's where you get in those potential things on these interstates, particularly with the way they have the guide wires in the interstates, where some 18-wheeler, gets involved in a wreck.
Yeah.
And then like the one in Grand Rapids in the last week, 100 vehicles involved.
Yeah.
And you're out there stuck on the interstate for God knows how long they can get you out.
And it's 19 degrees, so
And you probably have maybe a bottle of water in there. And that's another thing, you got to be, and I'm not winter prepared currently.
Yeah.
I used to carry, maybe I have some towels, but I don't really have a blanket in there right now.
Some waters, blankets.
And I've got plenty of water in there, but mm-hmm. I don't have a blanket. And it's just, I do have a good coat.
Yeah,
but it's just
good.
You got to have Hebrew Car winter prepared
mm-hmm.
if you're listening to us anywhere, you know, other than Florida or something, because you're you got to keep the gas tank full.
Yep.
You know, because it'll freeze.
Well, and also you have the
power pressure.
Yeah, and power can go out in these ice storms, and you can't pump gas. So you better have gas. You know, you better be able to.
You know, everybody goes, runs, and gets gas.
Yeah.
And then if it does do something, the tankers can't come because they can't get out of the road.
That's right.
So it's I hate winter. I am not a fan of winter at all.
I didn't mind too bad when I first came to Idaho. That was in 2004. But I remember preparing for winter took like a month. And we were chopping our own wood and stoking that was our heat, was a fire. And so we had one of those, you know, wood-burning fireplaces. And we had to be ready. All the sprinklers had to be blown out. You had to have your de-icer. You better make sure your snow blower's working. You got to have 3 or 4 shovels.
See, I'm not wired up like that. I'm from the deep south where we had snow one time when I was a kid or something.
That's wild.
And, you know, and it just doesn't go south much of Birmingham. But when it does, it's debilitating because pine trees all fall down.
Oh, yeah. And you're not used to it.
And everything goes crazy. And it's just nuts.
Yeah.
And so the weather is just the least of any of our problems.
That is true. That is true.
This Minneapolis thing. Has it calmed down?
Or calmed down at all. It's the young man, Nick, who the journalist, the freelance journalist, is now testifying and in front of, I think, Congress, and he's talking about all the things that he's seen and things like that. But
the Somali thing.
I mean, it's still going.
And then the whole thing about the demonstrators.
Yeah.
Throwing stuff. And, you know, and then just criminals in general. I mean, I just think it's just the whole thing is very bad. But I just haven't seen people apoplectic like they were 3 or 4 days ago. So
I guess it's mellowed out.
Maybe some things have calmed down a little bit. But, you know, they had 2 policemen shot in Portland.
I saw that.
I don't know what that was about in the last day. And then they had a shooting involving some ICE or Border Patrol thing in Los Angeles today. And, you know, you have this trouble in different places.
I have some trouble. I listened to I can't remember who it is, the assistant to the Secretary of Homeland Security, but they were talking about what the goal is to find the worst criminal illegal aliens in the state. They're trying to find illegal aliens that are criminals, and just the fact that they're illegal is one form, but also violent criminals, right, that have rape or, you know, or battery.
But see,
or
some
murder.
Of those are in custody of these sanctuary cities. And they're not cooperating, so you can tell them where they are.
Right, exactly. There's some kind of...
Which is crazy.
There's some kind of backwoods kind of message system they're using to warn people and things like that. And I just don't understand it because, Jimmy, if we have criminals, right, of any kind, I don't care what country you're from, doing a crime is punishable here in the U.S. We have laws against it. We arrest people who... You know, beat up other people, supposedly. So I don't understand what the up in arms. Now I understand the tactic and people feeling like.
Well, it's just number one, you got a lot of, you know, people that are illegal up there, so that's one thing.
Yeah,
and then it's a Republican administration, and it's a Democratic held political area.
Yeah,
and so you've got the police that aren't answering calls, and you just got people on an uproar. And then you got the politicians that are stirring it up even more.
Yeah, I don't even
the
understand.
The mayor and the governor.
How do they? I don't even know how they get away with that. Whether it's this.
Well,
ICE
they may
thing
not
or...
have gotten away. They may not be getting away with it.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay.
I mean, they actually had a subpoena for somebody today and yesterday, and I mean, I've thought that somehow the way that some of these people talk is obstruction of justice, but I don't hear anybody. I mean, these are federal law enforcement officers.
Yeah.
That are doing something that's a federal law that's not in dispute.
Right. It's there's no argument.
And they're just doing their job, and they don't like the way they're doing it. Some people don't like that they're there at all. They think because these people are open borders people, they think we shouldn't have a border. Anybody who wants to get here should come here, which is ludicrous.
Yeah, I would only think the people that got here that way would think that. You know, I mean, even the
that's right. And it's but look at the world. There's nobody in the world that's doing this. You know, whether you're in yeah, I don't care where
right.
you are,
yeah, you're
everybody
right.
has a border that has not and Somalia doesn't. They don't even have a government.
Well, that's, you know, that's a whole,
just,
that's probably why.
That place is just loose as a goose. It's just, and, but, you know, Trump dropped a bomb this week, not literally, but he said that, have you noticed, you know, he was talking about Somalia.
Yeah.
And how they don't have a government. They have no organization. They don't have no order. They're just a bunch of people. He said, those pirates, mm-hmm. you know, they're going out there and grabbing those oil tankers and stuff. You
that's
notice,
right. I forgot about
that.
You
haven't heard about any pirates lately, have you?
No, I
so
forgot about it.
Secretly, they've been, he said, yeah, well, we've had taken care of that.
Yeah.
So they apparently been blowing up some of those pirates.
Well, maybe, and I don't mean to point fingers because I don't know all the stats and data, just what I hear and read, but maybe they've changed that pirating the ships is less lucrative than pirating Minnesota.
Well,
maybe
I think they found that if they go out there to those ships, they're going to get blown up.
Yeah, right.
And that word spreads around pretty quick, you know, right. when there's somebody doing something.
From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good, too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code NEWS.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
So, I mean, you know, it just... The Somali thing is crazy. They're going after some. There's apparently been some mess with Somalis in Maine, so I don't really. I really haven't followed that story particularly. Venezuela seems to have calmed down this minute. I've read a couple of stories about, you know, it's rolling along. They do have a lot of these street militias that are loyal to Maduro that someone's going to have to deal with, but it's kind of rolling along. Down there.
So that's
Cuba.
That
we don't hear any more
out.
Of that anymore. Zelensky, Trump was talking to him, I think, today. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on with that thing. It just keeps rolling along.
Yeah.
And then Trump, you know, canceled all those tariffs and the Greenland thing got settled.
Oh, yeah. I saw today. That. That's kind of nice because everybody thought, oh, they're going to try to take it with force. No, they're not.
That was
we're
stupid.
That
was never going to happen.
No,
in
it
a thousand
wasn't.
Years, that was never going to
But you
we're
said
not
it.
We're going to invade Greenland and go in there. And that's just stupid.
You
I mean,
said
really.
It earlier. I mean, and I'll credit you straight away for this. You said it earlier, and I agree with you 100%. Trump's style is to, here's what's going to happen. We're going to take over. And then. He negotiates.
And you know he's crazy enough to do it, or you think
he
is.
Yeah, you think so. But I mean,
and so occasionally he's got to bomb something and do something
right.
to make his threats seem real.
But for the most part,
he was never going to. But that thing had turned really bad.
Yeah,
it got PR-wise. And I think this turned so bad, even if they said they settled it. I mean, I know NBC was on in Greenland today.
Right,
I
saw that.
Going live.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, they're going to have a hard time cutting that off.
Yeah.
You know, because really... Do we really, I mean, I don't really care what the Greenland people think about this. I mean, NATO is going to go in there in the northern part of the country where nobody lives and try to put up whatever we're doing in the Golden Dome and, you know, and all. We've got to control the Arctic. Otherwise, China and Russia are going to take it and really have an advantage over a lot of people.
It's really similar, eerily so, to Venezuela. I mean, if you think about it, it was really the same thing that was going on there. Foreign countries were coming in, they were taking over, and they were setting up camp.
Yeah, they were buddying in, you know.
Yeah,
in some
right.
cases, in Greenland, they weren't buddying in. They were just coming. Coming,
yeah.
But, I mean, it's just that because of our media being the way that it is, and it's so anti-Trump, and it's so basically not trying to be fair, because Fox is all the way on one side, and then others are on the way on the other.
Sure, yeah, sure.
And in the newspapers, pretty much the main newspapers are all anti-Trump and all that. You know, you just don't get it. You don't. There's nobody really just trying to paint the. They want to show the world as chaotic.
Always,
it's always been chaotic. It's still chaotic, and it was chaotic 4 years ago, and it was chaotic 10 years ago. You know, and it's just so. It's just so, I want to say crooked, and it's not, I know some of my friends that are journalists may not like it, but I'm telling you, they just can't do some of the things they say and do. It's just not fair. I mean, I think Obama was, they would call him the deporter in chief.
Oh, yeah.
He was wearing it out.
Record numbers.
Getting rid of people.
Yes, he
did. Putting them in stockades.
Yes, he did.
Children in fences and all those things people love to talk about. You know, and
But who heard about it? Who heard about
that?
Well,
they did. They talked about it some, but it was a Democrat.
Yeah,
so you didn't see him coming down on him as hard as you do.
Yeah.
You know, and then it just works up people that are the low. I think Rush Limbaugh used to have a name for him, but I don't remember what it was. It was like low information voters, low information people that hear something and, oh my God, then he's a Nazi. He's this, he's that.
And
these are
sticks.
Stormtroopers.
Yeah. Yeah.
These people are coming in. You know, some of these people who don't either have, I mean, they can't have a job or they wouldn't have time to go out there and do all this crazy.
Let me ask you a question. What's your take on, you know, we see this guy, Nick Shirley, who's the
information,
reporter that busted open the Minnesota thing. And I don't know if he had anything to do with Ilhan Omar's, you know, rise to wealth, if he busted that story too or not, but whatever. You know, and they're going after her now to find out how she went from 50,000 to 30 million net worth within, you know, 3 years or whatever.
But, oh, and there's several of them.
In fact, probably all of them. Let's get real. Somehow or another, insider trading or whatever you might want to call it.
It's insider trading.
Yeah. I mean, but what's your take? I mean, you've been in this business, the journalist business, for years. And what's your take on the Nick Shirleys out there, these independents that are going out there and going, hey, if you journalists, so-called journalists, aren't going to do your job, I'm going to do it. Is that legit? I mean,
people in the, you know, the way that it has been done.
Yeah.
Most of these people, you know, got hired that had some degree of, would know a little bit about ethics, know a little bit about fairness.
Yeah.
Know a little bit about the law.
Yeah.
You know, what you can, can't do and that kind of stuff.
So that's a little wild with this.
And, you know, and had to be able to formally present what they were doing in the form of an article or on the air. And they had to be able to speak, and they had to be able to write. And these citizen, that's what they call them, citizen journalists.
Yeah, okay, fair, yeah.
You know, they're out there just, I think as long as I can remember, they've even done a movie about it with Reese Witherspoon's ex-husband. Mm-hmm. It was called Night Something. It was about a guy that goes out at night and shoots video in Los Angeles.
Oh, I remember that. And he finally got caught setting up a crime scene.
He was setting his own fires and taking pictures of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, night
but
manager?
But those kind of people have been out, you know, in the big cities for a long time. Because even in the 80s and 90s, a lot of TV stations didn't want to pay for overnight people. So they could cover the fires and the shootings and the things that go on overnight.
I did not know that.
And so stringers did it a lot.
Interesting.
And also stringers are doing a lot of weather coverage these days.
And a stringer is what, by definition?
A stringer is somebody that you pay per story.
Ooh.
That they have no affiliation with you, and you have no legal representation for them. You know, they're not on your payroll.
So you're a 1099
contractor. You buy their footage as offered.
Okay.
And some people have a little more formal arrangement with weather chasers, but they're still basically citizen journalists too. And some people make a living, you know, out of shooting the wrecks overnight and stuff like that in the big cities, New York and Los Angeles and places like that. Hard to do.
So,
even in Houston, they've got it.
Yeah.
Because they answer, they run the scanner all night.
Yeah. So this has been going on a long time.
But when you start getting into, well, a few people did the investigative stuff, the hidden camera things.
Yeah.
And you saw a couple of it during the, I know they were trying to get somebody in one of the Democratic administrations, you know, having a hidden camera taken in here and there. And, you know, you're breaking a lot of laws, but in some cases, because some people, in some states, you can't be recorded without your permission.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
But, I mean, there's, you know, there's...
Yeah, but it's the internet now.
If they're coming
up
with good stuff, you just have to say, well, you know, it's a shame that regular people didn't get that, but you win, you know.
Yeah.
And somebody that good, you'd like to maybe take them in, you know, into
the... And hire them,
And hire them in the legitimate world.
Yeah.
But...
Fascinating.
You know, there's a lot of people out there just trying to get that picture.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a photojournalist.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people like that. They're just out there trying to get that picture.
Gotcha.
You know, so they're putting themselves in harm's way, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the middle of the riots and things like that, trying to get a great picture. But it's still hard to govern that, you know, where the where if you're that person, mm-hmm. where you can protect it. But usually, you know, they find a way. The networks or somebody will buy the footage. And so if somebody buys it and other people take it, that seems to get blessed. Okay, you know, at least they got some money for it.
Yeah, I think.
But
I
yeah,
think,
it's just part of the it's part of the world, and everybody's got a camera. Everybody's got a great quality camera now.
Yeah, and they got their own. They got their own station, their own YouTube channel.
Talking about technology for a second, off subject. I watched last night the new Star Search.
Any good?
I forgot about it, and then I watched the last 15 or 20 minutes.
Who hosts the show?
On my a guy named Anthony Anderson.
Okay.
And he was everything about it was first rate.
Okay.
But the quality of the picture, I watched it on my iPad, and I have a relatively new iPad. Man, it looked like 8K or something. I mean, it was the most beautiful picture of a studio I've ever seen. I've seen some sporting events that were shot in these amazing pictures. But this is just like a studio show, like a Tonight Show or something. And the picture was great. Sound was great. John Legend's wife, Chrissy, was one of the judges. Tegan, Jelly Roll was a judge.
Yeah.
And the girl that used to be the vampire slayer.
Buffy.
Yeah, Buffy was the other one. And she's grown up. I didn't recognize her.
I'll be down.
But they did groups. And so here's this group up there. And it's all slick. Sounds good. And then at some point toward the end...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This graphic pops up on screen mm-hmm. with these stars on it. It said, how many stars do you give them?
Yeah.
So I touched it. I touched three of the four.
And you voted.
And it lit up. And I went, well, okay. And it says, press again to send. So I pressed again and off it went and I voted.
I'll be darned.
I mean, I've never even seen that kind of technology before or even heard about it.
I haven't either. I mean,
interactive network, interactive national, international television show.
At real time. I mean, that's
in real time. And so they pad a little bit and then they say, all right, they go through the judges and the judges vote. And then they say, now from people at home, that came out with so voters said 3.2. The judges' average is 3.7. So the vote is 3.5, you know.
I'll be darned.
So the judges get three votes. They get into one. The citizens get one vote. And they average them out, and that's what you get.
Well, I have noticed.
It was slick. I mean, I'm kind of over talent shows just in general.
Yeah, it's
now,
pretty saturated.
I was just watching something a minute ago called Simon Cowell, The Next Act. So I'm 30 or 40 minutes into that. He's looking for the newest boy band.
Oh.
And it's a documentary about how he got started on that search and how it's going with the auditions.
Yeah.
So I don't know where that's going, but that's on Netflix too. And it's good. And I'm watching an old show. Somebody told me, maybe Ted said it was 2016 or 18 or something. It's a show called Southland.
Oh,
and
I've heard of that.
It was on NBC. It's a police show. And I started watching that on Netflix. I'm on episode 3. It's really good. I don't understand why in the world it didn't make it.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Interesting. Well,
it's like a Chicago Med or Chicago Fire, but LAPD.
And those were all very successful.
They were good.
I have noticed lately, you were talking about the real-time touchscreen and all that. I have noticed lately something interesting on Amazon Prime when I'm watching something and a commercial rolls through, right? And you see a lot of the same commercial. They're just really redundant, right? If you don't have, you know, no ads in your thing. So I see these ads, and I've noticed lately there's a dialogue box that pops up, and you can click on it with your remote, and it'll allow you to go straight to where you can buy that item and add it to your Amazon account.
So what are you watching when this happens?
Amazon Prime. It's their channel.
Oh,
but
you're
now
there. You're on Amazon. Well, yeah.
And they're redirecting.
So it's like Netflix. They're as high-tech as you get.
Yeah, man. People. It's crazy.
And,
it's crazy.
I just hadn't had – when I'm doing Prime, I guess I'm not – I've watched Prime, but I guess I hadn't tried to buy anything or anything.
Yeah, just started lately. I just recently said
– This was on my iPad, and I was just really surprised that it was that – that cool.
Sophisticated. Yeah, that's crazy.
That cool.
By the way, before we go any further, I want to shout out to our sponsors. I appreciate all of them sponsoring the program, but I wanted to give a shout out to Bob and also to Austin, both listening to the podcast. New listeners, so just a shout out to them as they listen wherever they may be. And, of course, Ted. We know Ted's listening.
Of course, Ted's listening while he works out.
That's all three of them. Yeah, there we go.
I'll tell you, that's the price of lots of things is crazy.
Yes, indeed.
You know, gold, an ounce of gold.
I saw that.
Like, you know, this ring here is gold. I don't know what kind of gold it is. It's from the 30s.
It looks real
nice.
Probably
pretty good gold. Yeah. Heck, this, you know, it might be an ounce. $4,900 an ounce now for gold.
Where do you, I've always wondered this, and this may sound really naive. Where do I go to cash that in?
Well, you got to go to somebody who melts things down.
Like a pawn shop or
something? Jeweler in some cases.
Okay, fair.
There are people that do.
But if I have like gold coins, do I go? Where do I go? Is there like a trade place that I can, I mean, let's say I'm, or a brick of gold. I mean, let's say I have a big old brick.
Well, there's coin dealers. Coin dealers do it in a lot of cases.
Okay, all right.
Rare coin people.
Okay, so you could take it.
Those kind of things are a good start. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So you've got $4,900 for an ounce of gold. I think silver was up real high today, yesterday too. It's $95 per ounce for silver.
That's high.
And that's it's gone really high.
People may not know this, and a lot of people do that are here in this state, and I won't divulge or the city or anything, but one of the largest storage facilities for gold is right here.
Oh, really?
In my backyard. Yeah, I'll give you the info.
You mean like gold that we haven't mined yet?
No, like processed. It's in a vault, in a big vault. It's a company.
Oh, they have vaults in Boise.
Yeah, and then they are supposed to have a bunch. I don't know how much. One of the largest in the country.
They don't talk about that a lot.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Well, that's interesting.
But people know it's here. Nobody's trying to take it, so it must be hard to haul that out of there.
Trying to think of another show.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a ding ding on my Apple Watch.
Yeah,
telling me that a new episode of Hijack is out.
Oh,
I didn't know they were doing it that way. Did you see the?
I saw it already. I already.
Well, this is a train. I think he's on a train.
Yep, he is. Yeah, he is.
So a new episode of that just came out. They only have one.
No, this should be the second one.
This will be the second one.
Yeah, because I watched the first one like last week or something.
I did too, and I didn't know what I was getting into.
Oh, yeah.
And then I didn't realize I couldn't keep going.
You watched the other one where he was on the plane, right?
On the plane, yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
That was crazy, and it was good. He's great.
Yeah, Idris Elba is the actor you're thinking
Idris
of.
Idris Elba. Yeah. I was talking about him one time being James Bond or something. He's too old.
Okay, hey, I got this. I looked this up just for fun. The largest gold vault in Eagle, Idaho belongs to Money Metals Exchange, featuring nearly 9,000 square feet, Class 3, the highest rating secure storage facility, opened in 24, claiming to be the largest North America and having more capacity than Fort Knox.
Lord, how much money they say they keep it in there?
It says this 28,037,000 square foot building offers ultra secure storage for precious metals. It does not talk about how much is in there.
Yeah, I guess they
don't. Just capacity. It doesn't say it is holding it. It can hold over 100 billion in precious metals.
Well, okay. That wouldn't be shocking.
Significantly larger than Fort Knox. Fascinating.
I can see that.
There you go.
I
mean, money metals.
You know, there's just so many secrets and things that
isn't that crazy
that go on out there, you know?
Yeah.
And where they hide these planes that they're working on, and whether it's Area 51 or somewhere out there, that some kind of hiding plane site, this new fighter plane that's been apparently whatever it is, the number F-47.
Yeah. I've seen that. Yeah.
You know, and it's just, there's a lot of people don't try to know a lot of things. But people also just don't know a lot of things.
Yeah, there's so much.
There's supposedly some secret bunker. Somebody was just talking about.
Oh, really?
On here under the White House. There's a lot of secret stuff under
the
White
House. Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot we don't know about that.
There's a lot of things we don't know about.
Yeah,
and then some things we think are going on when they don't.
That's also true. Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do? I'm glad that Indiana won.
Yeah, I mean, that was. They had a chance.
I mean, that was a storybook season. And
yeah, Miami.
It seemed like. Everybody seemed like good people. the coach.
Yeah, Hoosiers.
The quarterback, you know, and just – I don't want them to do it again, but I was okay.
Yeah.
The other night.
It was kind of different
Miami,
teams.
You know, they went out ugly. I mean, they were fighting. Some of the players were like thugs, you know, throwing punches and stuff.
Yeah. There's some talk about the quarterback.
The quarterback hadn't been to school in 2 years, but somehow he's still eligible to play.
Is it true, Jimmy, that he just walked off the field and didn't shake the other QB's hand? He just See, I don't like
he's
that.
He's a jackass.
I don't like that guy at all.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, and, not a fan either. So good for Indiana. Good for the Hoosiers.
Yeah, good for the Hoosiers winning, and you know, everybody's doing their NIL stuff. And I mean, there were. There were 50-yard line tickets selling for $100,000 a piece.
For the national title? For the
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. That's crazy.
But, I mean, to some people, money doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know who.
There's a lot
I know.
What was the movie? Oh, I just watched this one, too. Have you seen The Rip?
No, but it looks great.
Netflix?
It looks really good.
It's good. It's good.
Is that Wahlberg and
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Yep, and they're cops, right? They're
Miami cops.
Yeah,
and
The Rip. Yeah, I got
to
see that.
I couldn't figure out, you know, it was a surprise all the way to the end.
Okay, I will watch it. By the way,
it's 2 hours. It's worth your time.
The Razzie Awards, the nominations for the Razzies came out. War of the Worlds, which I have, the remake. I heard a bunch of people saying that was garbage.
I haven't even heard about that.
Yeah.
War of the Worlds have been remade
again? It's been out for a couple years, I thought.
Oh, that's the one that was Steven Spielberg did.
They're saying it's garbage. Electric State with Chris Pratt. And I guess there's also a Snow White movie. So I've seen Electric State. It's out.
The Oscars come out Thursday.
Oh, do they?
The whatever that date is, the 23rd? No.
Let's see.
No, the 22nd.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be
no one's seen any of the movies, and I don't think anybody cares.
They never
cares.
Do, yeah. They're always like foreign movies.
I mean, it's a bunch of stuff. Hamnet. I don't know what a hamnet is. Is that some kind of ham sandwich?
I don't know.
Begonia or something.
Oh,
I mean,
begonia.
Really,
begonia.
This is just irrelevant to most people. And the Grammys have turned the same way. That's coming up soon. And, you know, I was looking at who's going to perform at the Grammys. And I just, ugh.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to see it at all.
Somehow, and this may be stepping out a little bit on the edge, but I think somehow Hollywood got into the political scene a little too much, and I think people just said...
Oh, I think more
said,
than a little too much.
Okay,
and
fair.
It's also evolved taste. I mean, you know, making movies and everything else, it's just they've got into too much of the DEI thing and too much of the...
A lot of that,
of
yeah,
everything.
A lot of
know?
That, just,
and,
yeah. And it's kind of turned
people
off.
In the arts have always been... You know, there's nothing new about this either.
Yeah,
people in the arts have always been a little different than everybody else. That's why they're in the arts.
I'd say you have to be.
That's what they do, and what makes them special.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they're odd, people in their personal lives and everything else, odd compared to what, but just different. And I think a lot of them are rich and they're guilty. I call it white guilt.
Oh boy, that's interesting. Eh?
You know, it's just they're guilty, and that's why they act the way they do. And some of them are about as educated as a brick wall, and others, speak way beyond what they're qualified to do, and what they know. And then some people are really sharp. I mean, George Clooney is a sharp guy.
Yeah, I would agree,
he's wealthy, he's good looking, he's got it all, and the fact that he is extremely on the liberal side. He married into that. I mean, it's just who he is. Okay. You know, it's all right. I don't mind that. I don't hate him because he has a different opinion.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't
but
either.
Some people are aggravating, you know.
I will say that. I mean, there's an actor. I don't necessarily want to name him or anything, but I used to think he was such a great actor, and I still think he is a great actor, but he's just spoken out so much.
Alec Baldwin?
No, but that too.
But he is somebody.
De Niro. Robert De Niro.
He's been kind of good. Well, De Niro's, he's hurt himself with this stuff. He's way out there.
Me not want to watch his
films.
No,
me too. I feel it's like he's almost up there with Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
You know,
at that level,
their extreme titty and some of their positions that it's just,
it's hard to stomach
They've hurt what they're supposed to do.
And it's so nasty.
But
it's not just
their
opinion.
I certainly appreciate the fact they have opinions and they can have opinions,
sure.
But they've been so nasty
Right. If that's the part. I don't care about the opinion. I care about the attitude that comes with it. You know, I don't mind if you say, yeah, I don't like this. I don't agree with that. But everybody who believes this is an idiot. When you say something like that,
you know, we've gotten into that in this whole country, though.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we're not wrong about that.
In everything. If you don't think the way I think,
you're an idiot.
You know, you're just a terrible person.
That's right.
But this whole thing of yelling Nazi at everybody and do all that just because they're different than you are, you don't even know what you're talking about.
There was a walkout. A bunch of students walked out yesterday for I think they were protesting ICE, and I was thinking all the news agencies covered it as if it were a story, and I just thought back to when I was a kid, and I thought if I can get out of school for any reason at all, guess what? I'm doing it, you know. And I thought, why is this a news story? Are you kidding me? And I just thought to myself, this is just crazy. We've got to this point now where it's like, I don't know if it's anything goes. I don't think it is, but I think a lot more goes than we're used to, you know. And it's like, but we would have stepped out of school for anything. If it was okay and we could get out of school. I mean, I don't know that I'd go and protest, but I'd say I was.
Look at all the 60s protests.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And some of it, you know, it just, you know, they just didn't even know what they were talking about.
Yeah.
They just do it because it's groupthink and it seemed cool.
Yeah.
And
some of that going on right now. I mean, some of that is going on right now.
You know, going on right now. But we do live in an odd time. And it's just so sad. I've really, some of the great, good memories in my life, and I think, you know, when I think about it growing up and even later, going to the movies. I loved going to the movies. Mm-hmm. And I can think of so many great times and great things that I saw.
Yeah.
And how I felt after I saw some of those movies.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And how they just were just wonderful, and I loved having a Coke and the popcorn, you know.
Yeah, it was better at the theater.
Just the culture of going to the movies and laughing out loud or seeing any of that kind of stuff. And the fact we don't do it anymore is sad.
It's interesting that you brought that up. And you're right. It's the attendance has gone way down. My son goes about once every 2 weeks, he and his wife. They bought a pass.
To see what? I mean,
that's the problem. That is the problem.
It's not about me not wanting to. I don't want to go pay the money sometimes. But there hasn't been anything that I've wanted to see.
Really. Rachel McAdams coming up. Get help. She's stranded on a desert island with her boss. There's going to be a lot of people going to see that, and I might be one of them. He treats her poorly in the office, and they get stranded on this island.
I mean, people, you know, like, for example, The Rip.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That would have been a good drive-in. It was an okay movie to see.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm glad that I didn't have to pay whatever they're charging these days for that.
Well, I think a lot of the stuff that's on all these pay channels, I think sometimes they just slap them together.
The quality is terrible. It's not big budget, although that one looked like they spent some money on The Rip.
Okay, I'm going to watch it. I really wanted to see it.
They had some good special effects in there.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Excellent.
But I just remember, you know, going to see musicals, movies, the Help movie, The Beatles, Hard Day's Night.
Yeah,
and to see it with a group of people, and going to see the original Star Wars. Or Return of the Jedi.
Were you were probably past the point of the ratings where you couldn't go to an R movie unless you were 18. Did you have to deal with that at all?
I don't remember my first R movie, though. I don't remember.
But I remember thinking, oh, my God, they're going to know I'm not 18. I got to try to act old, you know, go in. Now the stuff you get on you know, the pay channels is way worse than any of that stuff.
Way worse.
It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy.
It's just you know, I just hate that my, although my grandkids have gone to see a couple of the animated movies that have happened lately.
In the theater,
They've seen them at the theater, and I think they really enjoyed the experience of going to the theater.
It's fun.
I just wish there was more for them to do, you know, in that area, because it's just a fun thing to do.
Yeah, no, I agree. Before we go, I don't want to wreck your day, but I don't know if you heard, Nathan's Hot Dogs sold for $450 million.
Wow.
5-cent hot dog stand in Coney Island. That's how it started 100 years ago, and it sold for $450 million. They're good hot dogs.
That's a good hot dog, and I've eaten out there. I've eaten at that one in Coney Island,
Have too. You really? The original?
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, I've been to the original. Oh, that's where they have the stupid hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
every year. Joey they Chestnut, do it right there in front of Nathan's there at Coney Island.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, I think it's a good place to get shot now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty dangerous there around Coney Island, particularly at night. Maybe even
I've never even been there. I don't even know what it's. I don't even know what's there, to be honest.
It's nothing. It's amusement park.
Huh. Interesting. Right. Interesting. But that's crazy.
But it's. I was just there, you know, last year in the middle of somewhere.
Well, that hot dog stand was there for 100 years. 1916, that started. That dude, Nathan Handworker, was the original guy who started it. He had to borrow $300 to open that hot dog stand.
We have a good. I never go. I don't go enough. There's nothing like a. I know they say you take a day off your life every time you eat a hot dog, but
yeah, might be worth it.
There's nothing like a really good hot dog. You don't have very. It doesn't happen very often.
Do you still have
a really good hot dog?
Do you have?
There's hot dog stands here.
Do you have Wiener Schnitzel there?
Tony's or anything?
Oh, Tony's. Okay.
Tony's hot dogs. And there may still be one left in Nashville. I don't know.
Well, when I come to your place next, let's go there. I'll take a day off my life.
It's really good. They have this place, this Tony's, you know, it's a little hole in the wall place.
Yeah, sounds great.
And they do breakfast and they do hot dogs and they have a hamburger there. It's pretty good.
I'm in.
But they close at like, you know, they're really there for breakfast and lunch and that's it.
Well, that's fine. We'll just go early.
They don't try to be there. We're through with college football. We're heading toward, I think we're stumbling actually toward the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because Denver's quarterback is out.
What a weird story that was.
I don't know what the line is, but. I'm certainly thinking that New England is favored in that.
Of course, yeah.
Seattle, they say, is going to win the whole thing. So.
I put that on my
picks.
You think
that's true?
Yeah, I think it's going to be New England, Seattle. Seattle will win.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I don't know if
I just can't get emotionally involved, and none of those teams are my team. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, listen, enjoy the snow as it makes its way toward your place.
Or whatever it is. I can enjoy snow. I can't enjoy freezing rain and sleet.
Okay, fair.
Don't enjoy that at all.
Well, until next week, I'm Derek Walker. He is
Jimmy Carter.
Good day.